$186 billion. That is how much the federal government paid out in a single fiscal year in the wrong amount, to the wrong recipient, or with no documentation that the money was owed at all. That is not a campaign ad talking. That is the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, the federal government's own auditor, grading the government's own checkbook. And here is the number behind the number. Stack up every year of those audits since 2003 and the running total of federal money paid improperly comes to roughly $3 trillion. You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the talking. Today, the $3 trillion ledger, where federal money leaks, which programs bleed the most, and why the officials who presided over the biggest breaches keep moving up. On April 27, 2026, the GAO released its annual payment integrity report and put the total for fiscal year 2025 at $186 billion in improper payments. That is across 64 programs run by 15 federal agencies, programs covering roughly $4.5 trillion in spending, about three-quarters of all the money the government moves. And of that $186 billion, about $153 billion, $4 out of every five, were overpayments. Money that went out the door and, in most cases, is never coming back. An improper payment is not a partisan accusation. It is a defined federal accounting term. A payment made in the wrong amount, to the wrong recipient, or without the documentation to show it was owed. Payments to dead people, payments to the ineligible, duplicate checks, a benefit calculated wrong. Some of it is honest administrative error. Some of it is theft. And the GAO's point is that the government often cannot tell the difference, which is itself the scandal. The number is moving the wrong way. Fiscal 2025 came in $24 billion higher than the year before. And the GAO is careful to say that even the cumulative $3 trillion figure is, in its words, likely significantly higher, because some of the leakiest programs, including temporary assistance for needy families, do not report their error rates at all. So where does the money leak? Not evenly. More than half of the fiscal 2025 total came from healthcare alone. Medicare, $57 billion in improper payments, 31% of the total. Medicaid, another $37 billion, 20%. Together, about $94 billion in a single year from the two flagship federal health programs. Then come the refundable tax credits, roughly $28 billion more. The chronic case is the earned income tax credit. Treasury's own reporting has the credit paying out improperly at a rate of nearly $1 in three. An error rate of 32.7%, $21 billion, in the most recent reporting. Two related credits, the additional child tax credit and the American Opportunity Tax Credit, have topped a 10% error rate every single year since fiscal 2019. These are among the largest cash transfer programs the IRS administers, and two decades of promised fixes have barely moved the rates. Medicaid deserves a footnote of its own. The official number from CMS, the agency that runs Medicare and Medicaid, put Medicaid's improper payment rate at just over 5%, about $31 billion, in fiscal 2024. But that figure leaves out a category the agency itself once refused to measure: whether the people enrolled were actually eligible. Under the Obama and Biden administrations, CMS did not include state eligibility determinations in its payment error audits. When the Paragon Health Institute added eligibility errors back in, it estimated Medicaid's true improper payments at roughly $1.1 trillion over the last decade, about double what CMS reported. The single biggest source of error was the one the government stopped counting. Now, improper payments and fraud are not the same thing, and the GAO is precise about it. All fraud is improper, but not all improper payments are fraud. So, how much of the loss is actual theft? For most of the government's history, nobody had a number. Then, in April 2024, the GAO produced the first government-wide fraud estimate ever attempted. Using data from fiscal years 2018 through 2022, it found the federal government loses between $233 billion and $521 billion a year to fraud, the equivalent of 3 to 7% of average federal obligations. The GAO called the underlying data notoriously underreported. So, somewhere between a quarter trillion and more than half a trillion dollars every year on top of the improper payment tally. The all-time peak tells you when the controls came off. In fiscal 2021, at the height of pandemic relief, improper payments hit $281 billion in a single year. Because Congress pushed trillions of relief dollars out the door with the fraud controls switched off. Two programs became the emblems of that decision. First, unemployment insurance. In September 2023, the GAO estimated that pandemic unemployment programs were hit with $100 to $135 billion in fraud, roughly 11 to 15% of all the benefits paid. Fraudsters used stolen identities, filed across multiple states, and drained a pandemic assistance program that had been built deliberately with minimal verification. Second, small business loans. The Small Business Administration's own Inspector General estimated in June 2023 that the agency disbursed more than $200 billion in potentially fraudulent COVID-era loans, about 17% of the $1.2 trillion it moved. The Inspector General found the agency had, in its words, weakened or removed the controls necessary to prevent fraudsters from easily gaining access. Investigators have since won more than 500 convictions and clawed back roughly $30 billion, a fraction of the loss. Now, the accountability. No single jurisdiction lost more to pandemic unemployment fraud than California. Estimates of the loss at the state's Employment Development Department run from about $20 billion up to $32.6 billion. By the higher estimate, as much as a third of the entire nation's unemployment fraud. The California State Auditor found that the department, under Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat of California, did not move to bolster fraud detection until months into the pandemic and paid out about $10.4 billion in claims. It later determined may have been fraudulent, including claims filed in the names of prison inmates. The state reports clawing back about $5.9 billion, a minority of the loss. And the official who ran California's labor agency during that collapse? Julie Sue, a Democrat. She was later elevated to deputy secretary and then acting secretary of the U.S. Department of Labor, the federal agency that oversees the entire unemployment insurance system. In May 2024, Senate Finance Republicans Mike Crapo of Idaho and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana demanded transparency on a Labor Department policy. They said effectively let states off the hook for recovering fraudulently paid pandemic benefits. A policy they framed pointedly as forgiving Julie Sue for losing $32 billion. If California is the scale story, Minnesota is the audacity story. A nonprofit called Feeding Our Future claimed to be serving meals to needy children through a federal food program, then submitted fake meal counts and fake invoices to draw down the money. Federal prosecutors called it a $250 million scheme, the largest pandemic relief fraud yet charged involving upwards of 70 defendants. In March 2025, a federal jury convicted the founder, Amy Bach. She was sentenced to more than 41 years in prison, and more than 60 others have pleaded guilty or been convicted. The money flowed through a state-administered federal program in a state run by Governor Tim Walz, Democrat of Minnesota, with Keith Ellison, Democrat, as the state's attorney general. Walz has defended his administration's response, saying the state has spent years cracking down on fraudsters. And in January 2026, he announced he would not seek a third term. Why does this keep happening? The recurring cause is boringly simple. Agencies pay first and verify later, and the databases that could catch a bad payment don't talk to each other. Treasury runs a screening system literally called Do Not Pay. But for years, many agencies were not required to check it before cutting a check. There is a fix on the table. On March 25, 2025, President Trump, Republican, signed two executive orders directing Treasury to modernize its payment systems and expand fraud screening. And House Republicans, Budget Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas and Oversight Chairman James Comer of Kentucky, introduced legislation to give Treasury the data access to block improper payments before they happen. Whether any of it moves the number is the open question. The pandemic surge is over. That is why fiscal 2024 dipped to $162 billion. But fiscal 2025 climbed right back to $186 billion on the strength of the permanent programs. Medicare, Medicaid, and the tax credits are not temporary emergencies. They are the load-bearing walls of the federal budget, and they leak in good years and bad. Here is the bottom line: $186 billion in a single year. Roughly $3 trillion since 2003. Up to $521 billion more lost to fraud every year. Those are the government's own auditors talking. And their central warning is that the true totals are higher than anyone has measured. The money is real. The losers are taxpayers. And the officials who presided over the biggest breaches have mostly moved on to bigger jobs. Until the agencies verify before they pay, the ledger keeps growing, one improper payment at a time. That's the show. The print version of this story carries 27 sources: GAO audits, Inspector General reports, court records, and state auditor findings, with every number linked to the primary document. Read every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if this was worth your time, follow Civic Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts. Make America smart again.